It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
Wow, time for the Flugelhorn again. Steve McKay joins us this morning. And I love your clue. You said the group could be known as or sound like a law firm, right?
Yeah. Yeah, anything come to mind right off the top?
For me, it did. Sonny, she did something a little fun. She gave me a piece of paper. It's folded up. She said, don't open it till it's done. She's got a guess based on your clue. So we'll open that after we go through this and see what she said.
Okay, so what will make this a little bit hard, but what will make it easy, it's a very recognizable song. It was a big hit, but I think they were kind of like one-hit wonders. So that might make it. So the name of the group may not be as familiar to you. I think it will be familiar to you guys because you've been in radio, but for folks listening, maybe not as much.
Okay, so, all right.
This will be interesting. This may be a real softball for you, but I guess the only way we can find out is if I toot my flugelhorn. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Holy moly, and that's a long one, too.
Yeah.
And I believe I know what that is, and I am right on board with your lawyer clue.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
Sonny, you too?
I think I know the song, too, so, but yeah.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You wrote down the answer on a piece of paper and gave it to Paul?
I did, but I'm wrong now that I hear your other clues, so.
We'll open it when we're done. Could you play it again for those who may be struggling with this?
Of course. Here we go.
Okay. So kind of you for such a long hint this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of repetitive. So here are the hints for you. 1971. So this is this goes back away. I remember being in the back seat of the car. I was 11, and this song came on the radio, and Dad turned around. Oh, guys, listen to this song. I love this song.
You know, if I was in the back seat of the car in 1971, I was in a baby carrier.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, come on, Paul. All right, quit bragging.
Okay, as far as we've already established that this is a group.
Okay.
Really more of a trio. More of a trio. So here's my hint. So think of this is a trio. Let's just put that out there.
Okay, yeah.
And here's a hint for each name. Okay?
Okay.
A recent successful Broadway play.
Yes.
Okay. Here's an average guy with a hot dog.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You got it? Yeah.
Jeez.
And a type of shiny wrapping.
Yeah, this is a great song, but before I reveal the answer, I'm going to open up Sonny's. She said, give me this paper.
Which I know is wrong, but.
Let's see. She wrote, butter, cat food. Is that the.
Did I give you the wrong paper?
Yeah. No.
Wait, no.
She wrote Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, but that's, of course, before you heard the tune.
Yeah.
But the answer is, and I know she's on board with me, that's Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, and Don't Pull Your Love Out.
Exactly. Yeah. So if people are wondering, I'm just going to see if I can play it off my phone here.
Good song.
There you go.
That's good. You know, they had another hit too, as I played at weddings sometimes, Falling in Love. That's another big song of theirs as well. Baby, falling in love. You know, that's
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's a great song. Yeah.